Over the outlines of blossoming tree branches painted against a bright blue background, a title appears, Bambi.
Love is a song that never ends. Life may be swift and fleeting. Hope may die, yet what beautiful music comes each day like the dawn.
In a dim cartoon forest, our view travels through a grove of young leafy trees. White patches highlight a tree trunk where its bark has peeled away. Through an opening in the forest overlooking a stream, a high waterfall flows on the opposite side. Bright sunlight sparkles through the water as it tumbles over a rocky ledge. The stream trickles through the forest past a thick shadowy tree, then slides over flat rocks as it travels downhill. Crooked bare branches reach toward a purplish sky. A cartoon owl flies into view, his brown wings outstretched from his short, round body. He swoops low over the grass and heads for a hollow tree. He settles into the tree's round hollow. Tucking his wings behind his back, he fluffs out his feathers. His heavy eyelids droop sleepily. On a branch above him, a bushy-tailed gray squirrel wakes up. He rubs his eyes and looks down at the sleeping owl. When Squirrel stretches, his tail curves under him, uncovering a tiny chipmunk sleeping beneath it. Reaching behind him, Chipmunk covers himself with Squirrel's tail like a blanket. Higher in the tree, two baby birds have a tug of war with a stem of berries. A third baby pops up from the nest and eats the berries himself. In the grass, a field mouse sits on top of his tiny round nest. He gently takes a water drop from a leaf and splashes it into his face, scrubbing his whiskered cheeks. Emerging from a hole, a gray bunny with a bright pink nose scratches his back against a sapling tree. He smiles excitedly as a red-headed bird glides through the treetops, calling to the other animals. His brother and sister bunnies squeeze out of their hole into the forest. A mother quail and her chicks follow the bird in a speedy line. Chipmunk and Squirrel drop their acorns and scamper past the sleeping owl.
Wake up! Wake up!
Oh, what now?
Wake up, Big
Hey,
Owl!
What's going on around here?
Wake up!
It happened!
The new prince is born!
We're going to see him!
Come on, you better hurry up!
The gray bunny hurries from Owl's tree. The forest animals gather in a shaded thicket where a baby deer sleeps beside his mother. The newborn fawn has patchy tan spots on his brown hair. With his large eyes closed, his square black nose rests tucked against his hooves.
Well, this is quite an occasion. Yes, sir. It isn't every day a prince is born.
Owl smiles.
You're to be congratulated.
Yes, congratulations. Yes.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Thank you very much. Come on. Wake up. We have company.
As the fawn awakens, he stares at the crowd of animals with his wide brown eyes.
Hello. Hello there.
Hello, little prince.
Hello. Hello there.
Hello, little prince.
Owl's round face swoops close to the fawn, who ducks close to his mother. Owl smiles and flutters his eyelashes. The young prince smiles back. The bunny points his paw.
Look, he's trying to get up.
The fawn straightens his long back legs and his nose almost touches the ground. Standing up on all four rickety legs, he tries to catch his balance. The gray bunny scoots around him, then sniffs curiously with a wiggly nose.
Kinda wobbly, isn't it?
Bumper.
Well, he is. Aren't ya?
The young prince skitters backward and falls off his feet. He tucks himself against his mother.
Looks to me like he's getting kind of sleepy. I think it's time we all left. Come on. Shoo-shoo. Come on. Shoo-shoo.
He glares down at tiny chipmunk no bigger than his beak. Chipmunk, then four little yellow birds, scramble out of the thicket. Thumper's mother sees him peeking into the young prince's yawning mouth.
Come on.
What you gonna call him?
Well, I think I'll call him Bambi.
Bambi.
Thumper twists his face thoughtfully.
Yep, I guess I'll do all right.
Bambi. My little Bambi.
Bambi's mother lovingly rests her head over his while he sleeps. From a boulder high above the thicket, a strong-antlered deer stands watch. Later, Bambi walks behind his mother through the lush forest. In their tree, Chipmunk and Squirrel chew on acorns.
Walking already? Well, what do you know?
Smiling proudly, Bambi prances through the forest, still wobbly on his long, spindly legs. The quails arrive.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mrs. Quail.
And where's the young prince this morning? Oh! Good morning, Bambi.
Good morning, young prince.
They scurry off. One little chick runs back.
Goodbye.
Later, Bambi continues his walk in the forest.
Good morning, young prince.
On a tree branch behind Bambi, a possum and her children hang upside down by their tails.
Good morning, young prince.
When Bambi turns his head upside down, the possums look like they float in the air. A squinty-eyed mole pops out of the ground at Bambi's feet.
Good morning. Nice sunny day.
He digs underground with his tiny pink claws. Bambi tries to follow the mole's tunnel but trips over a tall blade of grass. His mother and the baby rabbits rush toward him.
What's the matter?
What happened?
Did the young prince fall down? Is he hurt?
No, he's all right.
He doesn't walk very good, does he?
Thumper?
Yes, Mama.
What did your father tell you this morning?
If you can't say something nice, don't say nothing at all.
Come on, Bambi. Get up. Try again.
Come on, get up.
Come on.
Get up, Bambi.
Get up. Try again.
Bambi stands awkwardly, flicking his short tail. The rabbits bounce under his legs as they scamper over the patchy grass. At a sloping dirt ledge, they jump and tumble over the side. Bambi stops at the edge and scrunches into a ball. Closing his eyes, he slides to the bottom. Thumper pounds his big feet inside a hollow log.
I'm thumping. That's why they call me Thumper.
Thumper smiles widely, showing one big tooth, and races into the log after his echo. Bambi tries to hop on his hind legs like the rabbits, bobbing his head happily as he romps with them. He stops short as his friends bound over a fallen log.
Come on! You can do it! Hop over it! Like this!
Thumper pounces off the log onto the ground. The other rabbits hop too, sailing easily over its curvy, worn trunk. Bambi backs up to take a turn, crouching low and scowling fiercely. The rabbits line up to watch and scatter as he flops clumsily on his belly over the log.
You didn't hop far enough.
Bambi pulls one of his legs over.
That's it. Now the other one.
That leg gets tangled with the first one and he hobbles forward, falling again with legs outstretched. Something wiggles underneath him. It's Thumper.
Gee whiz, what happened that time?
In the trees above them, yellow-breasted bluebirds flit among the branches and feed on plump red berries. Bambi cocks his head and watches them, then looks curiously at Thumper. Bambi wiggles his nose like Thumper does.
Bird. Burr. Bird.
The bluebirds swirl around Bambi's head.
Bird.
His shout blows the birds away. The baby rabbits run for their mother. Bambi comes face to face with a yellow butterfly. He follows it under the knobby roots of an old tree and into a clearing. Trying to catch it, he spins rapidly in a circle. The butterfly lands on Bambi's tail and the young prince smiles brightly.
Bird! No, that's not a bird. That's a butterfly.
Butterfly?
Butterfly.
Bambi springs toward a flower with four yellow petals like wings.
Butterfly! No, that's a flower.
Flower?
Uh-huh, it's pretty.
Thumper buries his chubby face in the blossoms.
Pretty.
Snuffling in the flower bed, Bambi bumps noses with a blue-eyed baby skunk and grins excitedly.
Me?
Thumper grabs his belly and falls over, laughing.
No. That's not a flower. He's a little...
Oh, that's all right. He can call me a flower if he wants to.
The bushy-tailed skunk beams at Bambi and bashfully shrugs.
I don't mind.
A puffy crest flows down Flower's back like long white hair.
Pretty, pretty flower.
Flower bowls over on his back.
Oh! Gosh!
Later, Bambi and Thumper tramp alone through the forest.
I think I better go home now.
Thumper scurries off. The threatening storm sends Bambi dashing for cover. Later, Bambi and his mother rest in the thicket. She lowers herself to the grass, first her front legs, then her back. Bambi settles beside her, yawning sleepily. As he falls asleep, Bambi pricks up his ear at a nearby sound. A heavy raindrop falls onto a broad green leaf. Bambi pokes out his curious nose and another fat drop lands on it. He gapes in wonder at the sky as the rain increases. The quail family crosses a rainwater stream. Other animals scramble for shelter. Ducks gather by a reedy stream. They splash merrily under the water, poking their tail feathers in the air as they dive for food. Above the thicket's canopy of branches, lightning brightens the sky. Startled, Bambi jumps to his feet, then ducks beneath his mother for protection. The forest glows brightly with each lightning flash. In his hollow tree, Owl gets jolted awake. His yellow eyes bug wildly. Settling down again, he angrily turns his back to the storm. The rabbits watch the rain from the mouth of their hole. The rain pours in long streaking drops as fiery lightning bolts slice through the sky. The clouds break and yellow sunlight bursts through. Songbirds fluff the rain from their feathers. Bambi sleeps peacefully as his mother lovingly licks his fuzzy head. The last fat raindrops, golden with sunlight, fall across a dark green leaf and spill onto a shallow, still puddle. Another day. Bambi trails behind his mother in the shadowy woods.
What are we gonna do today?
I'm going to take you to the meadow.
Meadow? What's the meadow?
It's a very wonderful place.
Then why haven't we been there before?
You weren't big enough.
Mother, you know what?
What?
We're not the only deer in the forest.
Where did you hear that?
Thumper told me.
Well, he's right. There are many deer in the forest besides us.
Then why don't I ever see them?
You will, sometime.
On the meadow?
Perhaps. Hush now. We're almost there.
Bambi looks out of the misty forest onto a vast open space of waving golden grasses and filtered sunlight.
The meadow!
Wait! Bambi, wait!
She leaps in front of him.
You must never rush out on the meadow. There might be danger. Out there, we're unprotected. The meadow is wide and open, and there are no trees or bushes to hide us. So we have to be very careful. Wait here. I'll go out first, and if the meadow's safe, I'll call you.
Carefully, she makes her way to the edge of the high grasses. Sunlight glares against the white fog behind her dark brown outline. Holding her head low and her ears pointed forward, she inches toward the meadow. She stops, frozen still. Bambi ducks inside the underbrush just outside of reach of a rosy beam of light. After a few more steps, Bambi's mother stops again and looks cautiously over the meadow, twitching her alert ears. The empty pasture land spreads before her. A flock of birds lands in the meadow, disappearing into the weeds.
Come on, Bambi. It's all right.
Hesitantly, he inches out of his hiding place.
Come on.
Wading through the chest-high grass, he joins his mother at the meadow's edge. She leaps into the open and he eagerly follows. Bambi bounds high over gentle rolling hills, scattering the flock of birds as he charges up a rise. At the stream, a mother duck leads her ducklings into the silvery water. One of the babies, pausing at the pebbly bank, sticks the tip of his webbed foot timidly into the water. He draws it back and hugs himself tightly. Bambi gallops through the stream, narrowly missing the little duck but drenching him with his splashing. Later, Bambi rushes past a sunken patch in the high grass.
Good morning, Prince Bambi.
Good morning, young prince.
Hello. What you eating?
Clover.
It's awfully good. It's delicious. Why don't you try some?
Bambi grabs a mouthful of leaves.
No, no, not that green stuff. Just eat the blossoms. That's the good stuff.
Thumper?
Yes, Mama.
What did your father tell you?
About what?
About eating the blossoms and leaving the greens.
Oh, that one.
Eating greens is a special treat. It makes long ears and great big feet.
But it sure is awful stuff to eat.
I made that last part up myself.
A frog jumps out of the clover right under Bambi's nose.
Watch out! Watch out!
The frog hops off a rock and into the stream. Bambi looks into the water to find him but sees the face of a deer instead. He sniffs at the deer face, leaning close to the surface. Shaking the water from his nose, he looks back at his reflection in the rippling stream. As the water settles and he stares at his face, a second deer reflection appears beside him. The other deer is a fawn, just like Bambi, light brown with patchy tan spots. She bats her blue eyes at him. Bambi stumbles backward as the fawn steps toward him. She flicks her tail and marches forward, sending Bambi tumbling along the stream bank and over the roots of a tree. He escapes to the top of a hill where his mother stands with another deer. The fawn teasingly pretends to pounce.
That's little Feline.
He's kind of bashful, isn't he, Mama?
Well, maybe he wouldn't be if you'd say hello.
She trots eagerly over to him.
Hello, Bambi.
He hides behind his mother's legs.
I said hello.
Well, aren't you going to answer her?
He shakes his head insistently at his mother.
You're not afraid, are you?
Scowling, he shakes his head again.
Well, then go ahead.
Nudging him with her nose, she shoves him toward Feline, who prances and waves her tail.
Go on, say hello.
Bambi shyly hangs his head.
Hello.
As she romps around him, Bambi trips over a stone and falls into a marshy pool. He glares at the murky water he sits in. Feline peeks through the reeds at him, ducking in and out as she licks his cheeks. Unable to catch her, Bambi furiously wipes his face clean. When Feline pokes her head through the reeds again, he charges her, storming out of the pool. This time, she tumbles over and runs for cover behind her mother. When Bambi chases her, Feline gleefully races under her mother's legs and Bambi's mother's legs. She skips up the smooth face of a boulder, which looks out over the open meadow. Bambi sneaks up the other side of the rock, catching Feline off guard. The meadow fills with young bucks bounding over the grass. Two deer challenge each other, crashing their antlers together. On the boulder, Bambi bows his head and butts at Feline, who scuttles away. The bucks leap gracefully from a rock ledge, their long bodies stretching mightily as they take to the air. Bambi runs behind them up the jutting ledge, but stops at the tip. In the grass, they prance together, jumping and landing in synchronized movements. Bambi practices their prance as he follows them along the upper ridge. Bambi flees as the bucks charge the ridge. Their powerful legs and chests speed by the hollow log where he hides. The bucks come to a sudden stop in the meadow. At the edge of the forest, a solitary stag stands between two trees in the sunlight. A massive rack of antlers crowns his noble head. His back is broader and his hair thicker than any of the younger bucks. Bambi watches with the others. As the stag approaches the herd, the bucks stand almost perfectly still. Only their heads move to watch him pass. He stops and looks at Bambi, only as tall as the great stag's leg. The young prince swallows and offers a friendly smile. The stag stares at him, then slowly turns his ears forward. Bambi's smile fades and the stag walks on. Bambi's mother arrives beside her spotted fawn.
He stopped and looked at me.
Yes, I know.
Why was everyone stale when he came on the meadow?
Everyone respects him. For of all the deer in the forest, not one has lived half so long. He's very brave and very wise. That's why he's known as the Great Prince of the Forest.
The great prince leaves the meadow, glancing back as he goes. He returns up the rocky hillside. He walks slowly, fixing the shadowy forest in his watchful gaze. He balances on a moss-covered stone, staring ahead with an alert expression as our view moves closer. A flock of black crows sweeps over his head. The great prince runs back toward the meadow, leaping over the rushing stream, then sliding down a steep hill. When he bounds into the center of the sunlit meadow, the bucks raise their heads in alarm, then follow him toward the forest. Thumper's family runs between the deer's hooves, and flocks of birds fly overhead.
Pauline!
The fawn joins her mother. In confusion, Bambi finds himself alone in the meadow.
Mother!
The great prince finds him and beckons Bambi to follow. Bambi's mother appears over a hill, running at full speed. Now, in the forest, Bambi's mother crouches out of the underbrush. Her ears and nose twitching, she stretches her neck to see over the bushes, then tenderly returns to the hiding place.
Come on out, Bambi. Come on. It's safe now. We don't have to hide any longer.
What happened, Mother? Why did we all run?
She looks soberly toward the meadow.
Man was in the forest.
Bambi lifts his ears and follows her gaze to the meadow. His mother leads him deeper into the woods. Now, orange and yellow autumn leaves swirl in the wind. The forest bursts with fall color, fiery red leaves against a cloudless blue sky. A stream shows the reflection of the deer herd as they walk in a line. Brilliant foliage mirrored on the surface tints the water a fiery red. Following behind the herd, Bambi pauses and watches yellow leaves fall into the lake, spreading ripples in overlapping circles. Now, dried brown leaves blow past the bare branches of trees. Two wrinkled dry leaves cling to a high limb. A gust snaps one free, then the other. They float gently to the leafy forest floor. In the thicket, Bambi awakens, blinking his sleepy eyes. He stares in amazement at the snow-covered ground outside his home.
Mother, look! What's all that white stuff?
Why, it's snow.
Snow?
Yes. Winter has come.
Bambi pokes one of his narrow hooves into the snow and delights at the mark it leaves. He marches out of the thicket, startled by the deer tracks following him. When he realizes they are his own, he prances gleefully forward until he trips into a deep snowdrift. He plows forward in the snow, then regains his footing. Freeing himself, he tries a high jump above the frozen ground. Snow-shrouded trees loom above him as he wanders into a glade. Heavy bundles of snow topple from branches and crash through the drifts. Looking at one fallen pile, Bambi walks under an unstable mound of snow. Some falls on his head. He escapes from more falling snow, then gets buried by a large clump. Slowly emerging from the drift, he shakes a pile of snow from the top of his head.
Hiya, Bambi! Watch what I can do!
Thumper races down a hill onto a frozen pond. Shooting through the snow, he slides onto the ice on his puffy tail. He steers himself by holding up his feet and zooms to the center of the pond.
Come on, it's all right. Look, the water's stiff.
Bambi takes a running start down the hill. He lands sharply on the ice and his fragile legs collapse underneath him. He drops to his belly, his legs spread in all directions. Thumper bounces to his friend and grins. Bambi smiles and nods.
Come on, get up. Like this.
Thumper skates away, turning backward into the breeze. Bambi crashes, trying to get up. He wrinkles his forehead and tries again, but slips every time. Thumper comes to his rescue, heaving Bambi's back end up off the ice. He slides around front and pushes Bambi's head until the young prince is standing. Thumper makes a few adjustments to Bambi's teetering pose.
Kinda wobbly, aren't ya?
Thumper scoots out of the way as Bambi begins to slide. He ducks back under Bambi's legs. As the fawn falls, Thumper narrowly escapes. Thumper works Bambi back to his feet again and gives him a push. Bambi slides a bit, then falls, tangling his back legs around each other.
You gotta watch both ends at the same time.
Thumper glides around Bambi and studies his friend's twisted back legs.
I guess you better unwind it.
He grabs one of Bambi's hooves and skates around him, untying the knot of his legs. He shoves him hard across the pond, then glides in front of him, grinning with encouragement. Bambi scrambles on the ice. He falls with Thumper between his front legs, and they fly uncontrollably toward the bank. Thumper's mouth gapes open, showing his one big tooth. They smash into the snowbank. While Bambi tries to back out of a drift, Thumper uses his flat feet to knock snow out of his ears. Peering into a leaf-lined thicket, Thumper finds the young skunk Flower sleeping soundly on his back.
Wake up! Wake up! Wake up, Flower!
Flower lifts his groggy head.
Is it spring yet?
Nope. Winter's just start. What you doing? Hibernating?
Uh-huh.
What you wanna do that for?
I'll watch flowers sleep in the winter. Well, good night.
Flower snuggles beneath his striped tail and falls asleep. Later, a snowy squall blasts through the forest. The deer herd travels in a straight line through the blizzard with Bambi at the tail end. In a grove of bare trees, they strip the bark from the lower trunks for food. Bambi's mother finds a tree with all of its lower bark missing. Standing on her hind legs, she reaches as high as she can and feeds the bark to Bambi.
Thank you.
On a still and moonlit night, the trunks of stripped trees stand white against the snowy hills. The tracks of other deer dot the snow in the grove. Bambi's mother looks at the last of the bark far out of her reach and reassuringly licks Bambi's head. In the thicket, Bambi stares out at the barren ground.
Winter sure is long, isn't it?
It seems long, but it won't last forever.
He nestles beside her.
I'm awful hungry, Mother.
Yes, I know.
Later, outside the thicket, sharp blades of bright green grass poke out of the muddy earth.
Bambi! Bambi, come here!
Look. New spring grass.
Bambi pounces on it, filling his mouth. His mother nibbles delicately beside him. Sunlight reflects brightly on the white ground where the deer stand alone in the open. Bambi's mother lifts her head, tilting her nose into the air.
Bambi, quick! The thicket!
He runs immediately. His mother follows.
Faster! Faster, Bambi! Don't look back! Keep running! Keep running!
Bambi gallops alone through the forest, his head down. He scurries into the thicket.
We made it! We made it, Mother! Mother! Mother!
Outside the thicket, a new snowfall begins. Bambi ventures into the forest shadows. The snowfall thickens.
Mother!
Darkness falls as Bambi ventures deeper into the forest.
Mother!
He almost disappears in the ground fog as he searches the groves of thick-trunked trees.
Mother!
He spots the great prince.
Your mother can't be with you anymore.
Frightened, Bambi stares widely at the towering stag, then slowly blinks. He lowers his head. When he raises his eyes again, a heavy tear falls down his cheek.
Come, my son.
The majestic stag walks on a snowy path into the storm. Bambi trails behind, looking back toward the thicket. With his head lifted bravely, he follows the great prince. Later, four songbirds splash in the rippling stream. Pairs of birds fly and nuzzle each other.
Let's sing a gay little spring song. This is the season to sing. So I'd like to suggest that we all do our best and warble a song about spring. Spring, spring, spring. Let's get together and sing.
Birds playfully dance along a branch. One bird puts a wing around its partner, covering their faces.
Just like the wing on the wing. Things always seem like when you're chipping.
Pairs of birds cuddle as they sit on branches. One pair bashfully hops around.
Let's sing the song about spring. Let's twitter and tweet like the birdies in May. Get into the mood and be ready.
Owl stirs awake in the hollow of his tree and peers into the bright day.
Oh, what now?
He twists his head completely around.
Hey! Hey! Stop that racket! Scat! Shoo! Shoo!
Oh, let's sing the song about spring. Spring, spring.
I'll fix him.
Let's get together and sing
Ballarat. Woohoo!
The songbirds scatter.
There. I guess that'll teach him. Oh, what's the use?
He flies from his branch to a quieter tree. Pink blossoms flutter down from its slender limbs.
Same thing every spring. Tweet, 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 tweet. Love's sweet song. Pain in the pin feathers, I call it.
His round yellow eyes glare grumpily around him. Yawning, he tries to settle to sleep again when suddenly the tree begins to shake violently. A young buck scratches his antlers against the trunk, toppling Owl from his perch and onto a lower branch. Owl clutches the tree tightly.
Stop it!
Owl shakes so much the buck looks like a whole herd.
Get down here, all of you!
He stops shaking and only sees one buck.
And you too!
Hello, friend Owl. Don't you remember me?
Why, it's the young prince, Bambi. My, my, how you've changed. Turn around there. Let me look at you. I see you've traded in your spots for a pair of antlers. You know, just the other day, I was talking to myself about you, and we were wondering what had become of you.
Hello, Bambi.
A rabbit hops over.
Remember me?
Thumper.
Righto!
Hi, fellas.
Flower!
Yeah.
The skunk grabs an armful of daisies and sniffs them. Two birds appear, twirling and chasing each other through the air.
Well, what's the matter with them?
Why are they acting that way?
Why, don't you know? They're Twitterpated.
Twitterpated?
Yes. Nearly everybody gets Twitterpated in the springtime.
Owl looks over each shoulder as if about to tell a secret.
For example, you're walking along, minding your own business. You're looking neither to the left or to the right, when all of a sudden, you run smack into a pretty face.
Woo-hoo!
Frightened, Flower jumps into Thumper's arms.
You begin to get weak in the knees. Your head's in a whirl. And then you feel light as a feather. And before you know it, you're walking on air.
Owl struts off the tree with nothing beneath him.
And then you know what? You're not for a loop. And you completely lose your head.
He hides his head in his feathers.
Gosh, that's awful.
Gee whiz, terrible.
And that ain't all. It can happen to anybody. So you'd better be careful. It could happen to you and you. And
Flower points timidly at himself.
Yes, it could even happen to you.
He covers his mouth in shock.
Well, it's not gonna happen to me.
Me neither. Me neither.
Bambi nods confidently and the three friends march away, heads and tails held high. The spring's greenness surrounds them in the mossy forest floor and high weedy grass. In a cluster of daisies, a female skunk plucks petals from a stem. When she spots Flower approaching, she smiles and jumps into the daisies, hiding while the boys pass by. The centers of two daisies blink and become the female skunk's blue eyes. As her eyelashes flutter, Flower gapes, then rubs his own eyes. She comes out of hiding, startling Flower backward. He sees his friends rounding a bend ahead of him and starts to follow. The girl skunk cocks her head and wiggles her fingers at Flower. Smiling bashfully, he gives a small wave back. She spins in front of him, wrapping herself in her full white tail. When he turns away, grinning, she taps his shoulder. Turning back, he accidentally kisses her. He blushes bright red from nose to tail and topples over. He peeks at the other skunk. On the trail, Bambi looks back. He stops short and Thumper runs into him. The rabbit stares wide-eyed at two skunk tails weaving among the wildflowers. Flower shrugs at his friends. He follows the girl skunk.
Huh. Twitter painted.
Now a brown girl rabbit munches a blossom. She leans over a tree root and watches Thumper hop by. Thumper freezes mid-hop, his mouth hanging open. He stares as the brown rabbit brushes her ears and fluffs her cheeks and tail. Thumper stares with wide eyes. The girl rabbit coyly waves at him with one of her ears. Closing his gaping mouth, Thumper stiffly bends the tip of his ear in a wave. The girl rabbit strolls over. She bats her eyelashes and leans close.
Hello.
He gulps. She nuzzles his nose, making his ears twist and a knot in his hair stand on end. She presses his nose and his foot stops thumping. He falls limply to the ground. Stepping into a shallow pond, Bambi looks back. He spots the female rabbit stroking Thumper's ear. Thumper's foot twitches. Bambi shakes his head. As he drinks, another deer's reflection appears on the water.
Hello, Bambi.
A doe smiles at him.
Don't you remember me?
He gulps and backs away from her. She walks to the water's edge.
I'm Celine.
He backs farther away, tripping on a slippery stone and falling into the water. As she strides across the pond, he scrambles to the opposite side, tangling his new antlers in a flowery branch. He struggles to get away, and she licks his cheek. He shakes loose and grins in a happy daze. The forest transforms into lavender clouds and puffy tree shapes. Bambi bounds after Feline and flies lightly through the air. He gracefully chases after the doe. Feline disappears into a puffy cloud, and Bambi follows. The cloudy dream reverts back to the forest as a menacing buck emerges from a bush. He butts his head at Bambi, who backs away. As Feline approaches, the buck charges forward, rushing between them and driving them apart.
Bambi!
The buck pushes Feline out of the clearing.
Bambi!
Bambi scowls and his muscles tighten. Rearing on his hind legs, he stabs the air with his antlers. He barrels after the menacing buck, who stands his ground and waits for Bambi's attack. He hooks his antlers with Bambi's and tosses him over his head. The buck charges and the two lock antlers. He tosses Bambi again. Feline looks frightened. Standing upright, they box with their front legs. Bambi stumbles and the buck tries to trample him under his hooves. Feline retreats to a rocky wall. The shadows of the battling deer flash darkly over her. Bambi recovers from a throw and comes back stronger. Wrestling fiercely with his antlers, he twists the buck to the ground. The buck tumbles down a ridge into the stream. Bambi stands proudly on a boulder above the fallen deer. Feline joins him on the boulder, nuzzling his neck. He licks her cheek as the sun sets behind them. Together, they leave the ridge and walk to the edge of the now dark meadow. Feline grazes, then follows Bambi across the moonlit clearing. She gently licks his neck. They watch a breeze ruffle the silvery grass and plants. Bambi rears up as a gust blows past. He gallops and Feline bounds after him across the stream and through the meadow. Birds fly through the night sky. Wind blows colorful flower petals through the air as Bambi and Feline trot past. The colorful petals float down like confetti. Bambi and Feline drink atop a shimmering waterfall. She nuzzles him. Later, Bambi and Feline sleep side by side as dry autumn leaves fall about their thicket. Bambi awakens suddenly, pricking up his ears in the still air. He stands alert, glancing at the sleeping Feline before he strides from the thicket. He follows his nose through the dense mist as he creeps through the forest. The rose-colored dawn leaks through the densely packed trees and draws Bambi into the light. At the top of a steep hill, he looks over a cliff into the forest valley. Above a hunting camp, a column of smoke rises into the low-hanging clouds. The great prince arrives.
It is man. He is here again.
They look down.
There are many this time.
A flock of crows circles the camp.
We must go deep into the forest. Hurry, follow me.
Bambi stops abruptly.
Feline!
He runs for Feline in the opposite direction of the great prince. In the thicket, the calling crows wake Feline. She notices Bambi missing and looks about with frightened eyes.
Bambi. Bambi, where are you? Bambi!
Darting from the thicket, she starts to run in all directions. Anxiously, she gallops into the mist.
Bambi!
He arrives just as she disappears into the forest.
Feline! Feline! Feline!
Now, the crows alert the forest animals. Squirrel and chipmunk quickly leave their tree as the large black birds pass overhead. In the meadow, two adult rabbits push their babies into the high grass. Chipmunks, rabbits, and quails duck nervously into small hiding places. Three pheasants cower beneath the dry meadow weeds.
Listen. He's coming.
Hush. Be quiet.
He's coming closer.
Be calm. Don't get excited.
We'd better fly.
No. No, don't fly. Whatever you do, don't fly.
He's almost here.
I can't stand it any longer.
She flies into the air. The pheasant falls like a stone to the ground, scattering the hidden animals. Gunshots kick up dirt behind their scampering feet. Feline searches. A chipmunk dives into a hole in the ground. As others follow him, a gun blast blows the hole away. The forest animals scurry for safety, bounding over the open ground. Bambi looks around. A shot sprays the leaves from a withered bush. On a pond, panicked ducks take to the air. Feline runs along a bed of sharp-faced rocks, then stops and runs the other way. A charging pack of dogs chases her. Feline looks behind her as she runs. A sleek dog dives for her, snapping at her tail. The pack chases her over a sheer rock face and higher up into the hills. One dog meets her head-on, coming around a bend. Outnumbered by the dog pack, she jumps to a narrow ledge on the cliffs just out of their reach.
Bambi! Bambi!
Bambi comes running, his antlers aimed straight in front of him. Storming the tight pack, he bowls them all over with one thrust of his head. He twists nimbly, kicking his hind legs and scooping dogs up with his antlers. He rears and stomps his hooves. A dog pounces from behind, clamping his teeth into Bambi's back. He bucks the attacker off, then smashes another in the throat. Bambi knocks away a dog as it reaches for Feline.
Quick, Feline, jump!
He fights off the entire pack as she sails over their heads and flees. Rising on his hind legs, Bambi shakes loose and retreats up a pebbly slope. Loose stones fall away under his hooves and bury the dogs as they try to follow. Bambi runs across the open ground into the sunlight, heading straight for a cliff. At top speed, he pushes off, sailing over a ravine to the other side. He crumples to the ground, his legs folded beneath him. He tries to stand and collapses in a heap. At the hunter's campsite, flames break free of a campfire and spread across the clearing. The fire builds rapidly, overtaking a dead tree and racing toward the forest. Birds run and fly away, narrowly escaping the dancing orange flames. The fire overtakes every tree in its path, spreading both deep and wide into the forest. The smaller animals run across the ground, their mouths open in terror. The forest glows in a shimmering curtain of fire. Bambi lies where he fell, straining to lift his head.
Get up, Bambi.
He squints at the great prince standing over him.
Get up.
Stretching his legs, Bambi tries to stand but can't find his footing.
You must get up. Get up! Get up!
Bambi staggers to his feet.
No. Come with me.
As Bambi teeters away dizzily, the fire line races toward where he lay. The great prince pauses so Bambi can catch up with him. He abruptly changes direction as the fire spreads toward them. They stray through the smoke without direction, the blaze growing behind them. Dazzling flames rise in their path as the Great Prince leads Bambi through the burning trees. They run, finding more fire blocking the way. They splash into the stream, surrounded on both sides by the raging flames. A blazing tree limb falls, landing behind them in the water. The fire engulfs a towering tree, crashing it over them as they follow the rippling stream. At the head of the high waterfall, another burning tree twists toward them as it falls. Desperately, they dive over the edge into the churning water below. On a tiny island in the center of a lake, small animals watch the fire consume the forest. More creatures arrive at the island, paddling through the water with their small legs. Parents shelter their babies as others bring their young ashore and lick them dry. Reflections from the fire color the lake surface like stained glass. Feline stands on a rock jutting out from the island and stares off, searching the forest. Through the smoky haze, she spots the outlines of two deer. Bambi and the Great Prince wade through the lake toward her.
Bambi.
Running from the shallow water, he presses his nose to Feline's, then nuzzles her. On a spring morning, new pink blossoms emerge from the blackened trunks of burnt trees. Above the sparse ground, Owl sleeps in the hollow of his old tree. Thumper approaches, followed by four baby bunnies. They hop on a log.
Wake up! Wake up, friend Owl!
Flower arrives.
Hey, what's going on around here?
It's happened.
Happened?
Yes, in the thicket. Hurry up, Bambi.
Yes, Papa. I'm coming.
A baby skunk follows Flower. Four squinting moles duck underground when a rush of animals nearly tramples them. The animals run to the opening of a shady green thicket and smile joyfully as they gather inside. Two growing molehills run into each other. The baby moles emerge, rubbing their bumped heads. A fawn lies nuzzled against Feline. The spotted, blue-eyed fawn blinks at the crowd of animals. Another fawn lies next to it.
Look! Two of them.
Oh.
The brown-eyed fawn sits up and nibbles on the ear of the blue-eyed one.
I don't believe I've ever seen a more likely-looking pair of fawns. Prince Bambi ought to be mighty proud.
Bambi and the Great Prince stand high on the lookout boulder. The Great Prince turns away and leaves. Alone, Bambi steps forward and gazes protectively over the thicket. The sun casts a warm glow over the forest as our view slowly pulls away. Fade to black. Words appear. The end. Audio description by WGBH with funding by Disney. Voiced by Jeff Kimball. A glowing pinpoint of light arcs over a castle with spires and flags. Disney.